U.S. scientists have done what was once considered science fiction, regrown heart muscle to replace tissue that was killed off in a heart attack. It's the latest advance in the field of regenerative medicine. In a heart attack, the heart muscle itself loses some of its blood supply. The affected tissue dies, and the heart becomes less able to pump blood to the rest of the body. If a patient reaches an advanced medical center quickly enough, doctors can open the blocked artery before the damage is done. But the director of the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles, Eduardo Marban, has a more ambitious plan.
The idea was to take patients who had suffered a heart attack in which part of the heart muscle turns to scar and to challenge the dogma that scar once formed is permanent and that healthy tissue, once lost, is lost forever.
To do that, Marban and his colleagues biopsied small pieces of heart tissue from recent heart attack victims and used them to grow stem cells in the laboratory. Millions of cardiac stem cells were then injected back into the affected part of the heart.
So it was the same area of the heart that had sustained injury. The cells are being infused into the coronary artery that had been blocked by the clot to cause the heart attack in the first place.
Marban reports the results of a small study using just 25 patients published online by The Lancet. The stem cell treatment cut the amount of scar tissue in half, from an average of about 24% of the heart to just 12%, as measured by MRI scans a year after treatment. By comparison, a control group that didn't get stem cells had virtually no reduction in scar tissue. Nevertheless, the stem cell patients did not register a corresponding increase in overall heart function, although they did show improvements in the particular area where new heart tissue grew back.
And when we looked at the function at the area of the heart attack, it was pumping much better and contracting much better than in the subjects who did not receive cell therapy. So by that measure, it seemed to be working and working well.
Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute Director Eduardo Marban admits this is just a proof-of-concept study. Further research may evaluate different ways of introducing the stem cells into patients' hearts, as well as using stem cells taken from cadaver hearts. If the stem cell therapy proves effective, he says the treatment could be available to heart attack patients in about 4 years. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.